Most of the time our problem is that we don't feel that God is close. We feel that God is somewhere. He is very far from us. When we stand and pray, we feel that as if many walls between us. Sometimes we doubt that He hears. Sometimes we doubt that He is even listening, or that our prayers are getting to His ears. So all of these makes our life is lukewarm and made the presence of God in our life is not obvious. But if we realize the fact that God is near, God is close, He gave a promise. He said, I am with you now, all times, till the end of ages. It's a promise and it's a fact at the same time. Sometimes we doubt things which is not seen, but a lot of things we don't see it, but we believe it. We believe when our parents tells us that they are our parents, we believe it, we don't doubt it. When someone, a scientist, will tell you that we have air around us, you will believe him, because since you're alive, this means that there is air and there is oxygen you're taking. If there is no oxygen, I will not be alive. So maybe I don't see it. Maybe I don't hear it. Maybe something, I don't touch it, but it is there. Even if by normal eye, by normal touch, by normal hear, I cannot hear or touch or see. So when God is giving us effect that He is near, the Lord is near, we should believe God, because there is no reason for God to lie to us or to tell us something which is not true. So when God is giving us effect about Him, that He is near His people, that He is near us, this should be a reason for us to be very close to Him. It needs a lot of faith, but we believe things. We have faith in things. We have faith in science. How many of you, when you go to the doctor and he tell you your problem now is treated by this, and you take the medicine and you doubt it, you are the one who are losing. But you went to someone who knows the fact that this is a sickness. According to the best of science, the best treatment we have available now is this medication. So if you believe the doctor, you will take the medication, you will be healed. So this is how we deal with science, how we deal with some people we trust. And this is how we trust people, even maybe it is the first time for me to visit this doctor. So what is the reason for us not to believe God when He is giving us a promise, or when He is revealing to us effect about Himself? There are some reasons. The first, I just told you that God is a spirit. So for you to see, or to not to see, to perceive the presence of a spirit, it cannot be on the level of the body, because the spirit is something not seen. The spirit is something not touched, but it is felt. So the presence of a spirit, or the presence of God, is something you have to perceive it with the spirit. You cannot receive it like science, with touch, with measurement, with thermometer, with kind of measures, because God is not a material thing. God is a person. God is a spirit. So again, back to the fact God is revealing to us in the psalm today, the Lord is near to all that call upon Him. A lot of blessings, if we believe that fact, that God is close, that God is near, a lot of things should happen in our life. One of the most important blessings, that if God is with me, is very close to me, I will not commit any sin. Because when David the prophet said, I made the Lord in front of me because He is beside me, it is a fact that if I put God in front of me, if I realize that God is very close to me, how can I dare to commit a sin? If I all the time feel the presence of God, I will not dare to say a bad word, to think a bad thought, to do a bad thing, because God is very near, God is very close. So the most important blessings for us, especially as Christian, when God took our flesh and became very close to us and descended from His heaven to be among His people, in the midst of them and with them, the most important blessings that He is near, He is close. He took our flesh. He understands when we say that we have pains because we feel lonely. He will understand it because He took the same flesh. He will understand because He took the same flesh we got without a sin. So one of the best and the most important blessings, that if we realize the presence of God close to us, we will not dare to do sin at the level of the mind, at the level of the heart, or at the level of the actions, or at the level of the words. Second fact, if I all the time feel the presence of God as a source of power, it will make me not to feel that I'm weak, because God is near, God is close. So when God is close to me, this closeness, this near, that God is very close to me, it will make me not to feel that I'm weak. So if I have any kind of weaknesses, I will just ask Him to help me. I'm not alone. I am with God. God is with me. If I have a sin, again, I have the power over the sin, because God is powerful and He is ready to give me His power if I need Him, if I call upon Him. If Satan is putting a thought of doubts, a thought of sin, a thought of anything bad, again, God is very close and He is able to give me the strength. So, the Lord is near to all that call upon Him. We need to have faith. We need to trust that God is near. We need to trust when God realizes to us a fact about Himself. We have to believe and to say Amen, that we believe, that we trust that what He is saying is true. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. So if I feel that God is very close to me, the response is going to be that as God is holy, I will be holy. As God is righteous, I will do righteous things. I will not do bad things because God is very close, because I feel His presence, and because I am with Him and He is with me. The Lord is near to all that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. In truth means that I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe. That in truth, in truth, in truth. Amen, amen, amen. The truth of God is revealed. The truth of God is revealed in many ways. The truth of God is revealed in the nature. If someone doubting the presence of God, look at the nature. Nature could include animals, plants, and could include also stars and planets. Look at the nature. You'll find that the smallest thing in nature and the biggest thing in nature, they have definitely one creator, because they all follow the same rule. You look at something like a nucleus, it has the same idea of creation. Center, orbits, something attracted to something. This is the smallest molecule or atom. And on the scale of the universe, for example, in our solar system, we have the sun in the center and all the planets around, the same design. So definitely there is one creator. He is the truth. He is revealing Himself to us. But our acceptance to His revelation is different. It's different, depends on how much do you believe, how much do you trust His truth, how much do you trust what He is saying. But He is revealing Himself. Some people will be able to believe the revelation and some people will not. But God is truth. God is the truth. So again, if we believe in God and if we trust Him and if we believe that He is near, it will change our life. It will change all our actions. It is no more that when I'm dealing with someone and I got angry and I can say everything I want and I can insult people and say curses and I can do bad things. I cannot, actually, because I believe that God when said that he is near to all those who call upon him, I am sure that he is close to me. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.